Well, being it's Wednesday around 9 o'clock, we get our call from Bob Whalen, mayor of Laguna Beach. Aloha, Bob.
Aloha, Tom. How are you?
Most excellent. It's been quite a crazy weekend with all this good surfing going on at Brook Street. It's just been a wonderful Laguna Beach time with the tourists gone. It's kind of settled into a Laguna local time.
It sure has. I'm really glad we were able to get the Brook Street contest in. You know, they don't get it in every year if the surf's not right, but they had a good swell. And like you say, that's a pure local event. I remember Kelly Boyd, who served on the council with me for a number of years. He was so proud because Kelly, when he was 11 years old, way back when, he won his division at the Brook Street contest. So,
oh,
you
know, I didn't know that. So Kelly Boyd did that? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Brandy Faber called in to say very much thanks to you and the city for having this event through the Parks and Recs Department. And he is ready to go next year, maybe even starting in January. So with Don't Sleep Till Brook Street, a waiting line for that perfect swell like we had last weekend.
Yeah, no, that's great. And like you say, part of the history and tradition, what makes Laguna, Laguna, right? We've got things like Brook Street and the Festival and the Festival of Arts and the Sawdust and, you know, these things that have just been around for 60, 70, 90, almost 100 years in some cases.
And so, Julie Heil's going to come in from the Rotary Club for their Classic Car Show. It's their 19th annual on Sunday, October 1st. I was going to ask you if you had any car stories, but first of all, what any news from the city that you would like to mention first?
Well, yeah, a couple things. Thanks, Tom. Just again, a reminder. I know you've shared it with your listeners, but a reminder on September 19th from 5 to 8 o'clock in the council chambers, we're going to have the workshop on emergency preparedness. And I think our first responders have some great information to share. And you know, we're trying to give the community a sense of confidence that we as a city are prepared and we work on this and we have protocols and we have procedures. But we also need a lot of cooperation from the community to make, to have a proper response during an emergency. So hopefully everybody can make it or tune in. If you can't be there in person, you can tune in. It'll be broadcast, so we'll be able to stream it. Then secondly, you know, our interim city manager, Sean Joyce, has started, which is good. He's hit the ground running, and we're happy to have him on board to kind of assist us through this transition period while we look for new city managers. You know, those are big changes. Council's had a little break here, but we'll be back in session on September 26th for our next meeting. That's a little bit of news from the city.
Yeah, glad you could get a break. And speaking of emergency preparedness, there you've got the CERT program going on, Laguna Beach CERT classes, September 14th, tomorrow, through November 4th. And again, that's a sign up through lagunabeachcity.net. And it's going to be, I believe, at the Susie Q where they do those lessons, except for the final day when they have a final drill on Saturday, November 4th from 8 to 1 p.m. So I know you're busy. Mayor Bob Whalen, Laguna Beach Mayor, thank you so much for giving us a call.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.